We've been talking about potential for a few weeks, and Lori last week started the topic of releasing our potential. So I had intended to dive more fully into it, and I will in a mix, but I'm bothered. So you guys get to get me while I'm bothered. So I want to talk about some things, and I just don't know what I'm going to say with it, so bear with me, okay? And it's this whole season we're in, I can't stand it, it disgusts me. And you're saying, what season is that? The political season that we're in. I just find it ultimately disgusting. And I don't want to be critical of our leaders or our government. I want our hearts to be one that just turns towards God and prays for them. The church isn't called to be critical. The people of God aren't called to be critical. We're called to be a light. And I want to warn you to not fall into this trap that the church tends to fall in and gets to be political. We're not called to be political. We're called to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven, which is radically different than the kingdom of this world. So let your light shine. So I listened to different broadcasts, different news stations, the actual State of the Union, parts of it. I had to go take a shower during it because of, no, literally I had to. We have leaders that are so blind to truth that they believe the deceptions that they're telling you in a light that they're trying to be positive, but you can't paint a picture of this world in a positive light because of its potential. You say, what am I saying? I'm saying this world was created by God for God. He established it for his purposes. Anything outside of that is messed up. So we're seeing a world that's messed up. And the potential of the church is to be the answer for the world. What I heard wasn't anything about where we are, about our purpose, about what God intends for this country, for this world, what the vision is, or how to get there. I heard a lot of whining and complaining and finger-pointing, and it disgusts me. I'm not disgusted with a leader. I'm disgusted with what's gotten a hold of our leaders. They're trying to do things in their own abilities. And they're disconnected from the source. And they only talk about the source if it benefits them politically. At the end, God bless America. But we don't state one thing before that has anything to do with how God wants us to function. It's disgusting. And my concern is that we look at the state of this country and we miss the mark. Because we don't fall on our faces and say, God, what did you intend? What season are you in for this country? What's your desire for this world? How do you want to manifest your glory? How do you want your light to be shined? We don't look to the source. The State of the Union is all about turning our hearts towards God and seeing what he intends. And the church whines and complains just like the world, and we don't turn our hearts towards God. And I'm saying this as a leader in a church, but not just for the leaderships of the church. It's time the kingdom of God manifests itself on earth, but we somehow want to get in the way because we're taking our eyes off of the source. I sound like Biden yelling at you. I'm worked up. The fact is, we live in a land of abundant opportunity with unlimited resources. My dad owns it all. You thought I was just talking about America, didn't you? I'm way more than the United States of America. If that's all you're relating to, you're missing the mark. You were born into a new kingdom. You're a citizen of the Most High God. You're a child of the King. He calls you son and daughter. Do you understand the potential of the kingdom that you're in? You want to hear the State of the Union? Let's talk about heaven. Don't need a physician, because he is the physician. I don't need welfare. He provides everything. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to take one claim to anything. Why? Because if I use it up, there's more. I can't exhaust all that he wants to do for me. The State of the Union is nothing but good. Why? Because the one that rules over everything is good. You want to talk about things? Let's talk about the abundant supply that we have to live with even now. That's the state of our union. This is a great country. Why? Because it was founded one nation under God. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they try to do. I turn my eyes to the one that oversees it all. And guess what? Regardless of the agenda, I can pray God's agenda. You say, what's all this have to do with potential? Everything. I believe we're heading into a political season. It's the country we live in. But I think we can miss the market and be deceived of our purpose in it. I believe it's time for the people of God to rise up and be the people of God and not be political, but burn so bright that it sets the agenda for the nation. See, I believe there's a potential in the people of God that the world's been yearning to see. I'm going to scale it down. I believe there's a potential in this body that this city has been waiting to see. I believe there's potential in this property that God's been waiting for us to develop. I believe there's potential in your life that would blow your mind. You can't even imagine what God wants to do with you, in you, and through you. And that's the season we're in. If we'll open our eyes and turn our hearts to the one that wants to illuminate it all for us. And what will it cost? It'll cost you everything. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It will cost you everything. Every wake breath. Every resource you have. Give it all to him. And you'll never run dry. I look at the millions of dollars, multiple millions, tens of millions, probably over $100 million that I envision that God wants to do in this property. Here's the basket, start filling it. I'm not kidding. It's going to cost you everything. Your well won't run dry if you're giving it to him to use. Problem is, we think it's ours. See, the State of the Union truly is he provides all the resources. None of it's mine. So if he wants 100% of it, it's all his anyways. I didn't give anything. It was never mine to begin with. But we want to hold on to every little bit. You have to understand the State of the Union. So what am I saying? I'm saying all of this has to do with potential. I told you I'm off script.
Okay? So when I'm on script, I'm not going to talk long, really. I have one point. That's all we're going to do. But I'm off script. You know, someday I'm going to get Peter up here. Really. I'm going to have him talk about America. Because Americans, and especially our news, all they want to do is bash us and tell us everything that's wrong with us. Here's a man that travels the world, and he is always, always telling me how great America is. Always. We, literally, America, is the beacon of hope for the world. Great opportunity, great potential. Why? Because we can show them Jesus. Nowhere else can. This church should take up an offering and say, whatever you have in your account, empty it out. Honestly. And dare you to do it. Why? Because this church used to give well over $100,000 a year to missions. We hardly even talk about giving anymore. What are we sowing into? Telling you, we're in a season. You say, why am I saying all these things? I'm not saying it to condemn any of us. I'm not saying it to be critical. That's not what, if you're, that's what you're getting, you're really missing the mark. You're listening to the wrong voice. All this should light a fire deep within your soul to dive in. God wants to do something in your life. He wants to do something in this church. He wants to move in ways that you have not seen before, and he wants to supply it all so you get to go on the greatest adventure that you've ever been on. That's what we're talking about. We're not even talking about sacrifice. Why? Because it's not yours anyways. It's not yours anyways. It's time for us to sow and to sow and to sow so he can reap and reap. There's a harvest out there to get. That's the state of the union. They're just waiting for you. That's our potential. So we've been talking about understanding our potential. I want to hit just a few points on it. Potential is dormant ability, reserved power, untapped strength, unused success, hidden talent, capped capability. It is all you can be but have yet become. All you can do but have not yet done. How far you can reach but have not yet reached. What you can accomplish but have not yet accomplished. Your potential is going to be released this year. You're going to see things in your life that you've only dreamt of and more. You can say, how? Because we're going to talk about how to release it. It's really simple. I like simple. I don't like complex. I go to other people for complex things. I go to God. He keeps everything simple. Why? Because the foolish confound the wise, so I'll be foolish. Just keep it simple. I want you to understand what God wants to do is expose your potential. We're having a business meeting coming up. And I know God has laid things on the hearts of the leaders that oversee the facilities and the finances and stuff. You're going to hear more than a business report. Why? Because we're more than a business. You're going to hear the vision of what God wants to steward. Why? So you can be a part of it. You know the beauty of sending, like Brother Peter and Esther, is whatever they do, I get to be a part of. Every soul he's witnessed to, I get to claim. Why? Because I've sowed into sending him. It's never been lost on him. You have to understand the principles. We get so wrapped up in the things of our life, and I understand that. But the things in the life are meant there to cause us to lose focus of what God intends for us. That's why there's words like more than conqueror and overcomer, because those things aren't supposed to bog us down. If you have no resources, you don't know where your next meal is coming, great. You can't look to yourself for your own supply. You're in the best position you can ever be in. You know, maybe it just gives another Christian an opportunity to bless you. Turn to him, your potential is no longer going to be dormant. It's no longer going to be reserved. It's no longer going to be untapped. It's no longer going to be unused. It's no longer going to be hidden. It's no longer going to be kept. This little light of mine is going to be an inferno so bright the world's going to see. I tease that I'm just going to go on a world-long cruise and shine. So we ended understanding our potential with saying Christ is our potential. So moving on to releasing. There's some principles of potential. I believe Lori went over them last week. I really love when she speaks. I really love when a number of you guys speak. I like to be a listener more than I like to be a speaker. But I believe God wants to grow us up. And he uses me as an example. So I have to stand up here and you can see that we're all along the same journey. I think that's really important that you don't put your leaders on a pedestal. They're no different than you, other than they might be willing to do a few things you weren't willing to do. Really. We're on this journey together. When I say look in the mirror and see Jesus, I'm thinking of me. Principles of potential. What God speaks to is the source for what he creates. Right? God spoke to himself when he wanted to create you. All things have the same components and essence as the source from which they came. All things must be maintained by the source from which they came. The potential of all things is related to the source from which they came. Nothing is greater than its source. Everything in life has the potential to fulfill its purpose. The purpose is known by the maker, and the ability to fulfill the purpose is built into it. Potential is determined and revealed by the demands placed on it by its creator. Building potential into something does not mean that potential will be revealed. So we're talking about having it be revealed. You guys should like get excited about yourselves. Really, this is a State of the Union message. Now I want to make it personal. You should be excited about yourself. You should be excited about your life. Okay? Go back and listen to the message. Especially you kids, you younger ones. You don't understand your potential. Don't wallow in life. You have unlimited potential. Everything you need is already within you. You, one young person here, actually one old person here, actually any one person here, could utterly change the world. You could win the entire world for Jesus and usher in his return, just like that. What do you mean? It's within you. It's within you. You're your only limitation. Watched a movie last night with a few of you here, and it's about a nun. And, you know, she just didn't accept any limitation. It was really that simple. She didn't accept any obstacle. She didn't take no as a rejection, just needed a different path to get the yes. And she kept going down different paths until she got what she wanted. Why? To achieve the results that she believed, which was bring hope to the entire world through a different means. You can change the world. You have to understand your potential. Don't wallow in your circumstance. Your circumstance is not your potential. So Lori talked about knowing your source. That's point one for releasing your potential. You guys get a lot of points in these messages. I hope you write them down. I hope you go back and really re-listen to it, because God wants to speak to you about each and every one. And you're not going to get it just from hearing me yak. I'm serious. This is about who you are and who He's created you to be, and you need to understand it so you'll be it. It's the state of your union. Your source determines who you are. Within that, God intended that we share in His nature. When we connect with Him, we naturally have the power to be all that He is. You guys are way too quiet. You're not understanding what's being said. Frankly, you're not all that intellectual. That's not an insult. Not meant to be. Lean not on your own understanding. All that He is. Start naming off the things, all that He is. Name them off. Rattle down the list. All that He is. You have the power to be all that He is. You don't think you can affect another's life? You literally can be the only God they ever encounter. I'm not saying you're God. I'm saying all the power that He has bestowed to you to accomplish His purpose in and through your life. Yeah. Have the proper perspective. Your source determines what you can do. I think the Bible says something about, like, anything's possible. All things are possible. Not a lot of limit placed on you, if you know who your source is. Your source determines how you can function. Your source determines why you exist. Your source determines the resources you need to perform your purpose. Your source determines the conditions or environment you need to perform your purpose. And your source determines the method by which you will fulfill your potential. So, say all that to skip another four pages. Now, I'm going to get on script. So you can time me. This is where I'm going to be short. Okay, point two. You must understand how you were designed to function in order to release your potential. I've said it before, you know, doing great at the wrong thing really doesn't get you anywhere. A lot of people spend their time doing things they were never intended to do, and they do it really well, but it really never brings them no satisfaction, because that wasn't what God intended for their life. So we need to know our purpose so we understand our potential. The Word says it this way. Faith sees what hasn't been manifested. It deals with what exists but is invisible. Now, for those of you that are members or attenders of this place, I want you to shut your eyes. If you're not, you can still shut your eyes. But you're going to have to envision something else. I want you to envision the property. And then I want you to ask God to show you what He wants to do with the property. If you're not around here, I want you to envision your life and ask God what He wants to do with your life and show you the things He wants you to do with your life. Why? Because faith is seeing what's invisible and holding on to it and calling it into a manifestation. Can you see? Is He opening your heart for the things of why you're even sitting in the pews today? He's called you for a purpose. You're not here by happenstance. You're here for a reason. You have potential. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain
of what we do not see. I was telling, I've been like not right since the cruise. And I tell everybody at work all the time, I'm not sick. I haven't missed a day at work. I just didn't spread germs here yesterday or last week. I'm not sick. I don't get sick. Now, I've spent the last week trying to convince my body of the same thing because it's like manifesting all this nonsense. I'm being truthful. You know, all this snot and congestion, all this stuff, right? It has no hold of me. I know that, and I'm just trying to convince my body of that. You know, people of God, you don't get sick. Don't accept that into you, okay? I'm not saying you're not going to struggle with stuff. That's not what I'm saying. Just, okay, I just struggle with it. Knock some sense into my body, and we'll move on. Right? We don't let things stop us. We overcome things. Okay? But when you're hacking and coughing and things are coming out of your body, that, you know, you have to see yourself whole. Otherwise, you're going to wallow in what you're experiencing. Faith causes you to see what's not manifested yet. You can't release your potential without you seeing what's not there yet. You can't take the last dollars out of your wallet and give them away if you don't see your wallet being refilled. Faith begins with belief. 2 Corinthians 4:13. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Faith begins with belief. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Each of you should have a hope for your life. You should have a hope for your family and friends, your loved ones. You should have a hope for your church. Faith grabs onto that hope and starts calling it into existence until it does exist. And then it moves on to something better and greater because that's what God has called you for. Anything you can imagine, he's already moved on past it for you. He has more. With the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Words accompanied with belief. Again, words accompanied with belief release potential, which is why the state of your union can't be finger-pointing and complaining. It doesn't mark any belief. See, I have no excuse, so I can't whine about things. I either believe and will speak towards what I believe, or I will show you that I don't believe by what I speak and do. Words accompanied with belief release your potential. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. I want to say that again. Just the last part. He rewards those that come and ask to be rewarded. Give me this. That's not what it says. He rewards those who sincerely want to pursue a relationship with him. That's what it says. So what's that mean? He can't help himself. You have to know your source. He can't help himself. You don't have to go to him asked for anything, even though he tells you to ask for everything, right? Because he knows everything you need, but yet he says ask for the things you need. He can't help when you relate to him but want to bestow his abundance upon you. You can't walk away from an encounter with God and not be changed. Why? Because you will just reflect his glory. Anyone that knows God will know if another one's been in the presence of God. Why? They're changed. Why? Because that's who he is. Yeah.
He rewards those who seek him. Romans 1:17, and I'm coming to a close. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. There's your call. There's how you function. And when you function that way, you will release potential. You say, what am I saying? I'm saying the state of the union. Act accordingly. Faith is how you function to release your potential. Stand with me. Now we're going to be coming down and take communion shortly. And I'm going to tell you how I envision it. Okay? I'd like you all to come up, not right now, but grab things and just stand across the front. Stay away from the very front if you can. I want you to understand the point that we're talking about today. I want you to take a moment, shut your eyes, open your mind, your heart, your ears towards the Lord. There's people here that are called to step out in faith towards something in their lives. Okay? He's showing you it right now. At the end of communion, I'm going to ask those that know they have a step of faith to take this week. It's an immediate thing to step forward, and others are going to gather around and just pray for you. Why? Because we're just going to speak release of your potential. Just release of your potential. Normal Christianity can't look like the world. You're not called to look like the world, and it's time to get out of the boat. Walk on water. That's what he's calling you today. And your potential is beyond that. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have already given us everything we need to accomplish everything that you called for us to do in this life and beyond. And we are going to rest in that knowledge. And we are going to function through faith, knowing that you are going to do exceedingly above what we could even ask. And I thank you for that. Make that our reality today. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you guys come down? We're going to take communion.